Unit 17. Lodge Complaints and Claims. Conversation 1.
I'm afraid I've got a complaint about the quality.
I hope it's not serious.
The September shipment of canned fruits arrived in a bad state. 30% of the goods have been deteriorated.
I'm sorry to hear that. Complaints of this sort are very rare indeed. You know, our exports have to pass a rigid inspection before they are shipped. Our inspection bureau won't let anything go defective.
I respect your inspection bureau, but the fruits are no longer suitable for eating.
Okay, we'll make a thorough investigation to find out where the responsibility lies. Conversation 2.
There's something you could help me with.
Please go ahead.
I ordered 50,000 pairs of ladies' shoes, but I received the same amount of men's beyond expectation.
I'm awfully sorry, sir. I was informed just now that someone in our company has made a mistake in filling your order. I would apologize to your company on behalf of our company.
Can you do anything about the mistakenly shipped goods?
We'll manage to send you the correct goods as quickly as possible.
How long should we wait for? I hope our clients can get them before the New Year's.
We'll try our best to make sure that we ship the goods by the end of the month.
How about the wrong goods?
If you could sell them at the spot price at your end, so much the better.
I'm afraid it's not an easy job, because the design is not quite popular in China. But if you agree to reduce the price, we'll be glad to help you.
I'll consult my boss and give you a reply later. Conversation 3.
The April consignment arrived at our port was seriously damaged. Over 20% of the glass flower vases were broken.
That's impossible. Our goods were well examined before shipment. The quality certificate shows clearly that the goods are completely good in quality.
I'm afraid the losses must have occurred en route. Since we concluded the business on CIF basis, I have to file a claim with you for the losses.
I'm sorry that we cannot entertain your claim, as the loss is beyond the insurance you have taken. In the contract, it is clearly stipulated that only all risks would be covered. It doesn't mention the risk of breakage.
Should I file the claim with insurance company?
If you had insured the coverage of breakage, they might meet your claim. Conversation 4.
I have to lodge a claim for the poor quality of your shipment that arrived last November.
What's the matter?
You can have a look at the sample I've brought with me. It's on the table.
There are a lot of spots on your cutting, but there are no spots at all on our shipping sample. Just compare the pieces and you'll see the great difference.
You know, I cut the sample out of the arrived goods.
Do the pieces in the top of the bales have spots, or all the pieces of the bales have them?
Only the pieces on the top of the bales.
Our products were strictly inspected by the China Commodity Inspection Bureau before delivery, and a certificate of quality has been issued by this bureau. In other words, our goods were in good condition when they were shipped out.
But the fact is that the goods were as bad as the cutting.
Even to my inexperienced eyes, it's no doubt these spots were not originally caused by technical faults in the manufacture. It's quite possible that the goods on the top of the bales were damaged by erosion of rainwater during ocean shipping. This is a part of your shipping damage, and you should file a claim with the insurance company.
The goods we received are supplied by your company, so we must file a claim with you. Even though what you've explained turns out to be true, at least your packing is not effective.
For the future cooperation between us, we'll settle this claim fairly. Therefore, please present your evidence. So long as you have evidence and your evidence is convincing, we'll handle your claim appropriately, according to international practice. If the damage is due to erosion of rainwater during sea voyage, you should lodge your claim with the insurance company. If it is due to our poor packaging, we'll consider the compensation for it.
Okay.
Conversation 5. Mr. Smith, we would like to have you help straighten out the trouble concerning the breakage of the packages.
Yes, of course. Could you be more specific?
I'm just coming to that. When the goods arrived in April this year, it was found that many packages were broken, most of which were leaking.
Just a minute. What was the percentage of breakages and leaking?
About 20% were broken and 15% were leaking.
Have you found the cause of the breakage?
Apparently, it was due to careless packing.
Our company has always attached great importance to the packing, and never before has such a thing occurred.
I'm unwilling to lodge a claim, but the damage was unbearable.
I suppose this breakage took place en route.
I'm sorry to say that it was not en route. We had it examined by our cargo handling people, and they said it was obviously damaged prior to it being loaded onto the ship.
I'm sorry that such an incident took place. If your claim is well-grounded, we'll certainly settle it according to the contract.
I'm very glad to hear you say so. Is a letter of confirmation needed?
Yes, send it to us as early as you can.
Okay, we'll do that. Conversation 6.
Good morning. I'm sorry to keep you waiting for so long. There was a traffic jam on the way, so...
It doesn't matter. What is your suggestion for our damaged air conditioners? That's what I'm really concerned about. Have you decided yet?
Yes, we've looked into your claim as to the damaged air conditioners, and we came to the conclusion that there were several factors involved in the damage, including transit.
What? Do you mean it's not your responsibility?
No, you are misunderstanding my meaning. Although we are unable to explain all the causes right now, it's possible the damage was caused during the course of transit. However, we have to admit that unsatisfactory packing is the main reason.
That is, you agree to make up our losses.
Yes. We'll complete your order and send replacements for the damaged ones.
Oh, that's what we expected. Thank you. But what should we do with the damaged goods?
We'll send a serviceman to your region to do any necessary repairs. If the damage is not serious, I hope you could help us to dispose of them at a reduced price.
I'll do what I can.